If there's one thing about Botswana that you'd like folks here to know about the country that they probably don't already know, what would that be?
It would be the fact that last week Botswana was voted the number one in the world for the baseline profitability index. That is saying businesses make more profits in Botswana. And also that Botswana is more peaceful than the United States. So says the Global Peace Index. And that it is the least corrupt country on the African continent for over 27 years. So says Transparency International. And that both Moody's and Standard & Poor's rate it as an A for safety investment. And that when you look at the travel global map, it will show you Botswana as a place to go to, that there is no crime, there is nothing, and you'll find it a rating as the United States. So it is very difficult to find an African country which has that accolades.
Okay. What would you say is Botswana's number one health problem, I guess?
I would say the health problem still continues to be the HIV/AIDS, even though there are not many new infections, but you have quite a number of people who are on ARVs, antiretrovirals, and they do that at the government expense. So our health bill continues to be too high. But we are now also seeing a lot of the diseases coming up. We had gotten rid of TB, for instance, but because it's an opportunistic infection on HIV, we are also having to deal with TB infections.
Okay. Do you see similarities in the healthcare systems between Botswana and the United States?
Not much. In Washington, D.C., where I stay, sometimes it takes you 2 weeks to get an appointment, if you are fortunate, with a doctor. And this is a private doctor, which also gives me an impression that there is that acute shortage of doctors. In Botswana, I can walk into any clinic. Yes, I might wait 3 hours because I walk in there without an appointment at a public clinic, but I will still get assistance quickly. So that is one of the things that I like for Botswana. Here, you talk Medicaid, Medicare, and before any doctor can touch you, they have to make sure you have insurance. In Botswana, a doctor attends to you, and then even a private doctor will then ask you to produce your cards later. So I think there is quite a bit that we can learn with each other. And then, of course, here, the medical aid and the medical cost has just gone way, way too high. Yeah, this is why in December I chose to go and do my knee replacement surgery in South Africa than to do it here. Because if I had done it here, as much as government covers me, but I would have exhausted my healthcare budget, and my staff would not be able to go because the insurance doesn't cover everything there. But when it comes to you, to USA looking after their people with disabilities, I think you have an exceptional system that we need to copy. When it comes to issues of drugs and state of the art, I think you have all the drugs because the manufacturing companies are here and they do quite a lot in terms of R&D, and you have private sector which puts a lot of money to fund those which we don't. And because we also use foreign drugs, German, England, America, the drugs are a little bit on the expensive side than if we were manufacturing. So we are encouraging and talking to the pharmaceuticals that they should set up in Botswana, especially because we are Africa Growth Opportunity Act, AGOA, qualified, which is the law of the Americas saying Botswana can manufacture things in Botswana and sell them in the U.S. at reduced tariffs and duties. So we are encouraging pharmaceuticals to come and look at Botswana and set up.
Sounds like there are things that each country could learn from the other.
That is true. There is no country which has a monopoly of knowledge. Sometimes we sit in Botswana and we think we are doing the best things. And if you look at our unique Khotla system, you find that we are very good at consultation. And because the members, ordinary members of the community, have a place to air their differences and their views to government, you find that it promotes peace and stability in the country.